You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSoap here, continuing our bonus pod series featuring our amazing NLC LA Engage Fellows, the 2019 crew. Our favorite teacher is joining us today. Abril Dozell is here. We'll check in on her classroom in East LA, and we'll check in on her kiddos and what else is up. So let's get to it. All right, Abril, give people the scoop. What grade do you teach?
Hi, Eric. I teach fourth grade in East LA, like you said.
And how long have you been teaching fourth grade?
Fourth grade, this is my second year. I taught special education for 4 years and then transitioned to the general education classroom 2 years ago.
Cool. And tell folks about the public charter school that you work for, what's it called, where it is, and why it's a pretty cool place to be.
So I work at Kid Places Academy. It is in East LA on Atlantic and Whittier. I think it is an absolutely wonderful place. The kids are very excited to come to school. They're happy to learn. They love reading. And as a teacher, I feel very supported. I feel like I've made a lot of growth there. I think it's an absolutely wonderful place.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of talk about teachers and schools and things lately in the month of January for LA. But yeah, you know, in terms of kids and families that come to your school, how do folks tend to hear about the school? I know it's been there a while, so the community probably drives by it a lot. But yeah, when you talk to families, how do most folks end up at KIPP?
Yeah, so from what I understand, there's a lot of like advertising on the building itself, a lot of signs that say you can come register these days, or enrollment starts at this time, and families, either through friends or by driving past the school, they come to the school, apply for the lottery, and then there are a certain number of slots and we take a certain number of kids. And the school's been there for about 10 years now. So the families are very familiar with our school. It's a blue ribbon school. And so I think a lot of parents are happy to bring their kids there.
Yeah. And then what kind of things are kids reading these days, talking about these days? What's the word on the street if you're 9 or 10 or 11 years old?
Yeah, well, Harry Potter is still pretty cool. My classroom is actually Harry Potter themed, and so I have about 6 or 7 kids who are currently reading Harry Potter. My Weird School is another really popular series. It's about a boy, AJ, who really hates school and really weird things happen at his school. It's a lot of fun to see the variety of kids' chapter books and how they start to learn to love reading.
Yeah. And then I feel like there's always a lot of talk about Common Core, especially about Common Core math, right? You see occasional Facebook postings of super confusing things that old people can't figure out. How would you describe what it's like to teach math these days?
Yeah, I actually really like teaching math. I think it's taken a turn for more critical thinking and less rote memorization. And so I think for those of us who went through the traditional math experience, we look at math today and we're like, this looks nothing like what I learned myself. But the focus is now on concrete understanding of these abstract facts. And so the approach that we take at our school is to start by bringing up scenarios, situations that are realistic to the kids and having them use whatever tools they have in their tool belt to try and solve the problem. And then we slowly make a connection between the critical thinking skills that they already have and are developing in their personal lives to the classroom and this abstract math that we use to communicate universally.
Nice. Well said. That actually sounds a lot of fun. I'd almost like to sit in and doing that. I know when I was a teacher, right, in the olden days, California State Standards days, that push definitely was not there. So it's exciting to see kids get a chance to wrestle with those kind of problems. Hey, last thing, we met as a group for the first time about a week and a half ago. Once this comes out, what were your impressions of the group and the Engage experience? And what kind of things are you looking forward to moving ahead?
Yeah, I really enjoyed just getting to know everyone. Everyone comes from such a different perspective and has such cool experiences. It's really fun to get together and have progressive conversations with people who are tackling it from different angles. So I think just getting to know people has been was the most exciting part. But I've also really enjoyed the readings that we've done. I think once again, it's always good to look outside of your scope and think about the world in different terms. And so I've appreciated that as well.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciated having you in the group. And thanks for coming on this episode. And thanks, everyone, for listening to The Zag. Remember, you can catch all bonus episodes featuring our awesome 2019 NLC LA Engage folks. You can find those anywhere you get podcasts: SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Google Podcasts, all the places. Make sure to download them, short and sweet. Until next time, take care.